Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
John Fenderson is Bayer Westbred's Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains. He says if you're interested in Westbred wheat varieties for the 2023 growing season, now's the time to make the commitment to get the varieties that will work best for you.
Wheat seed supplies in many areas are going to be extremely short. They're going to be in demand. There are some areas that there just literally is no wheat, or there is so little and it's certainly not of seed quality. If they need to be finding new genetics, they need to reach out to their seed suppliers right now, and they're probably going to have to speak up for that seed right now and have to make a commitment to it, just because it's going to be in such high demand. And to get what they want, they're going to have to order seed here in the next month for sure, if not sooner.
Check with your Westbred sales representative now, or you can go to westbred.com to learn more about the high yielding varieties Westbred offers.
Well, futures are not expected to see much volatility today as traders look to a three-day weekend. Export sales did not support the market as they were 14% below the previous week. Inflation is taking its toll on demand at a time when more cattle are available to the market. Box beef prices were higher, with choice up $1.04, select up 37 cents. Cash business is basically finished for the week, providing nothing for traders to focus on Friday other than a longer weekend. Feeder cattle could not rally on lower corn prices, which has been the pattern recently. Now, hog futures rejected the low Thursday and roared back to make new highs for the current uptrend. July led the charge with triple-digit gains in contracts throughout the rest of this year. Export sales were strong, up 52% from the previous week. China was listed as the third-largest buyer and has been listed as a buyer for the past 3 weeks. Now, July Kansas City wheat trading 3 cents higher early today, finding support at the end of a week where wheat prices corrected lower after contending with reports Russia was willing to allow shipments of food and grain to leave Ukraine. The actual chance of any commercial vessel safely leaving Ukraine remains near zero, as it depends on the West lifting sanction and on Russia's word, the first of which is unlikely, the second of which is of no value. July corn's trading 2 cents higher early today, finding a little support at the end of a week that is on track for a modest loss. Much of the week's selling came from news that Brazil was in the process of reaching an agreement to export corn to China. Now, unconfirmed talk suggests that it could still take months for an official agreement to be approved. July soybeans trading about 2.5 cents higher early today, challenging its highest prices of the year as old crop soybean supplies continue to show signs of tightening. Soy products are starting quietly with a slight gain in July soybean meal. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. Hillary Communications, providing ultra-fast broadband, digital cable, and telephone service to thousands of customers across Oklahoma, Texas, and Iowa. To learn more, go to hillcom.net.
Well, June live cattle up 10 cents, 132.40. August up 7, 132.60. August feeder cattle down 127, 166.67. September's down 132, 169.72. June hogs up 205, 111.10. And July's up 387, 111.82. Kansas City wheat, July down 4.75, 12.28.5. And September down 4.25, 12.34. Chicago wheat, July down 5 cents, 11.43.25. September down 4.75, 11.52. July corn down 7.25, 7.65. September's down 5.75 at 7.34. July soybeans up 45.5 cents, 17.26.5. August up 39 cents at 16.59.5. July cotton's down 4.55, 140.61. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.